Candlebox with you on 98.3 The Snake. Inside Your Work Release Program. I'm Kendra Wolf. I got a party in here. I got Terry Buell from the Magic Valley Speedway. Also, I have Eddie McKeon. And Eddie, during the break, I was thinking of something. A lot of people love racing, it seems. It's like this strange addiction that they got to do. But can you make a living off of racing? Is that just got to be your side job? Or can people actually make a living off of racing? So maybe people listening right now.
Very few people can make a living on the West Coast racing. Back east, there's local level people that make a living racing, but it's mostly just the cup and the bush and the trucks.
Gotcha. Is there any kind of pearls of wisdom again you can lend them to how to make that happen?
Don't think you're going somewhere and gonna be cup someday. There's no room up there. They're not taking anybody. It's a hobby. Just go out and have fun.
Okay. Well, I figured I'd ask. Okay, cool.
Some of these guys back east that do make a living though, it's because there's 4 racetracks within 40 miles that race at every night of the week. So they can race 4 or 5 nights a week, right, Eddie? That's why they can make more money.
Oh, okay.
And they have to win.
Yes. So, move to Florida, I guess.
North Carolina.
All right. Well, I got a house in Florida, if anyone... No. Anyways, we got to plug as much as we can.
And this is Real Estate Radio with Kendra Wolf.
Terry Buell, what's happening this weekend?
Budweiser Superstocks, led by Chris McKean at the top of the ladder for championship points there. He has a pretty good lead over Daniel Shirley. They're on the schedule along with our Project Filter Street Stocks and Double Features. Kendall Wool is by far and away the class of the field this year. He's been winning a lot. So now everybody just wants to just knock him off. They don't care. They'll go all out to wreck him to win because he's got such a great lead, right?
Right.
The Brennan's Carpet, that's not right. The TVGoldenSilver.com Thunderdogs, which are the new, exciting, growing class where they're just crazy as heck, right?
Mm-hmm. You can say
can
hell.
I say crazy as hell?
You can say
they're
hell.
Crazy as hell.
Okay? Sounds better anyways.
They're hell-bound to be entertained for the fans. Qualize Electronics, Pro Hornets, and of course, our youngsters, those 10 to 14-year-old boys and girls in the Junior Stingers.
Those are cool. I really like those.
Remember Casey Glover last week?
She's awesome.
She didn't have a great night then after that. So
Well, you know.
But she's gonna
win some.
She's a points leader. I mean, So
she was letting other people like, come on, get some points, so she can.
No, she wasn't. She doesn't
seem like that type anyway.
She got tangled up a little bit, yeah.
And of course, pie eating contests. Well, we do it for the men, do it for the women.
Mm-hmm.
They just cram that pie free and go. It's free food.
Free food, man.
Yeah, actually, Shari's is they're bringing out backpacks for the kids. We're gonna have a kids pie eating contest. And they have a school backpack. Go back to school backpacks for the kids
back to school,
for like
man.
10 kids.
We're going to force kids to eat
pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
You want a backpack? Eat that pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. I love it. MagicValleySpeedway.com, guys. You know the drill. We got tickets. You're going to win them right now. 98.3thesnake.com. Coming back, got your VIP update up at 5:40 on the Classic Rock Station.